This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dougie, 7 after the hour. This is the Pros Approach. Yes, you're listening to professional. We have professional broadcasters here on the DJV program. Professional Victoria Keelan. That could be instead of Dr. Keelan, we can call you professional, you know, as Professor Keelan, so we can make it Professional Keelan and Professional Shillen, Professional Stefan. How about that for a good intro? Ladies and gentlemen, Professional Keelan is here. How about it?
Yeah.
Yay! By the way, no winner yet in the Mega Millions, up to $868 million.
Oh, I thought it hit a billion.
Oh, did it?
Last number I saw headlines
last night
hit a billion.
A billion. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go buy tickets. What do you say?
Is that a national thing? I don't ever
Mega
follow
Millions?
The lottery. Mega Millions. That's not just
national. No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, each state you can buy, each state has its own version of it, mm-hmm. but the it's a collective national thing. So,
all right, well, we should
have tickets. Let's keep the people in North Carolina from winning. Everybody else buy a ticket. We don't want the people. Actually, North Carolina is
North
probably using it.
Jeez, yeah.
Just
buy gonna
it
say,
the
North
state
Carolina.
And spread it around.
Yeah, all Florida, right. Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia could all use some help. They're in the news this morning, of course. They're trending. And this is 1 week after Hurricane Michael has done so much damage on the Florida Panhandle. And they're still still finding bodies. The death count is still rising. It's now at 29 people. 12 of them were in Florida's Bay County, and where the hurricane made landfall, that was where it was a Category 4 storm. And police are saying that they're afraid the people who did not evacuate are actually buried beneath piles of concrete and wood and metal and things like that. So they're using dogs and they're using drones to try to find bodies, and they believe that they're going to find more, which is, you know, terrible. And it's just when you look at the images, I think that's we've become so almost desensitized, I think, to major storms. After what happened last year, we had so many storms that hit in a row. And now this year we had Hurricane Florence. And we thought that was going to be the worst. And then Michael came out of nowhere and was actually a lot more severe than Florence. So it's when you see the destruction that these storms did, it's just devastating. The images are horrible. 2,500 structures.
You weren't there. Isn't that
yep.
probably...
I am very point? Happy yeah. I'm not there. 2,500 structures were damaged, 162 were destroyed, and that's just in Bay County. And so, as you go into Virginia and North Carolina, which was still already trying to recover from Florence and the flooding and the rain, just the destruction is widespread, and this will be a very long time for the cleanup effort.
It's very unpleasant. What else can you say? It's a horrible reality, frankly, when you look at all of it. And that maybe is simplistic. Is that simplistic? But it is basic bottom line stuff.
Well, the thing that's interesting about some of these images is that whenever you see a tornado that has gone through a town, usually in the Midwest, you know, where tornadoes are more prevalent, it looks the same. It looks like entire buildings are just ripped off the slab. All you can see in some instances is just a piece of concrete foundation, and there's nothing left of the house. And that's not what you typically see after a hurricane. So it's especially devastating when you look at these images, and it's just, oh, God, and the destruction is just so widespread. It's horrible.
All right. So let's talk about something that's quite pleasant, shall we? Instead of that, because we needed to know what the status was. Thank you for the update on that. By the way, it's Wednesday, the 17th of October, here on the DJV program. Just joining us, a tearful moment captured on video, very emotional video. A teacher overcome as a former student tells him she's going to give him her kidney. What a wonderful story for George Lebecki, who was surprised yesterday by Lindsay Wenrich, reveals she is going to donate her kidney to Mr. Lebecki. Lebecki lives in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, said, quote, "I was stunned, overpowered by the grand-sized gesture of what she was about to do. Absolutely speechless. Lebecki said he'd experienced health issues associated with his kidneys since he was a teenager, but last year the organs began to fail, and he was placed on a transplant list. In April, his wife convinced him to take his search for a donor to social media, so there was a Facebook post shared by some of his former students and colleagues, Kathy Young, one of his colleagues, former gym teacher at Cedar Cliff High School, by the way, in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, coach, that sort of thing. So Miss Wenrich attended the school where Lebecki also taught English for 34 or 35 years. As a student, she saw that he coached her in something, I'm not sure. But anyway, she saw the posting on Facebook, and she felt compelled to help him. You see a picture of him, he's got a wonderful face. And she is looking at her, you can tell she's a giver. Isn't it funny how you can look at some people and just know right away? So, just a great story. And something that maybe is happening 10 times around America today, 100 times maybe, who knows? But this one got some attention, and I think that it's kind of worth it to have you think about the fact that they are a match. There's a picture of them. I don't know if you ladies have seen it. We are a match, the two of them standing together. These kind of things are kind of, isn't it? Surgery is scheduled for next week. So,
I hope good. It goes well.
Yep. Wish him well. Have a good thought. Send him goodwill. Bring in whatever it is that you worship, whatever god, deity, whatever. I refer to it as the, I guess I refer to it a number of times. I like source is a good term, I think. And by the way, while we're on that, sort of, maybe we'll go down. We were down, now we're up, and then we go sort of down again. Stephen Hawking has written what he says is his final book. There's no God, he says. That's the conclusion of his book that was published yesterday. The book, completed by his family after he died, presents answers to the questions that he received most. Hawking also left his readers with the belief that alien life is out there, artificial intelligence could outsmart humans, and time travel can't be ruled out. Considered one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, he died last March. There is no God, no one directs the universe, he writes. How the hell does he know? I mean, that's the question that I have.
How does he not know?
Who's to say he
doesn't know the right answer?
Well, who's to say? How did we prove that he? Where's the proof that he offers that there is?
I don't know.
You can look around and say all of the horrors.
I thought you would agree with him on all that.
What? That there's no God?
No, I think he. What he explains further in that is that he believes in the laws of nature, and that probably in the book he may even share your belief that we all came from another planet.
Uh-huh.
So,
Nature is God in the term God gets sort of misused, maybe because it has been used for deity. There have been many gods that have been. It's a convenient term. Maybe there's a better term for it. Maybe there's a word that fits, and I'm not talking about Allah, I'm not talking about any of that other stuff. I use infinite intelligence, the source, ultimate power, I don't know. We have to, as human beings, we seem to have to kind of put things in a box. And one of the things that religion has tried to inculcate in us is that we look just like God, which is ultimate nonsense. How do we know? We don't have any idea. And for a being to look like us when you consider what other beings... Do you see the thing that that Jeff Bezos said yesterday about expanding life in our solar system, and that in the next 300 to 400 years, there may be 1 billion people populating other planets like Mars. A trillion people occupying most of the hard-surfaced planets in the universe. I'm sorry, in the solar system. Did you see? That's pretty, I thought that was a pretty startling statement. I mean, you can say anything you want in these circumstances. Who proves or disproves it? I think Hawking's was given a lot of credit for a lot of intelligent thought, but I think he, my read on him was that he became very enthralled with himself and his thinking, even though he was a genius. Have you ever known anybody that is really smart and they know it? I'm laughing because I remember my daughter. When she was in junior high school, she didn't know why she didn't have any friends. And I suggested to her that she stop telling everybody how smart she was. And so, but she was, seventh grade. And she was smart. And she is smart. But she doesn't go around telling everybody that as an adult. It didn't win her a lot of friends. And that would be like me saying, I'm better than you guys because I am fill in the blank. Anything. Yeah, and that's really the problem, frankly, with life. And maybe Hawking represented something in the sense that some people think they are better. In some countries, there's a caste system. Look at India, for example. And I think maybe you could argue there is one here. It's not a formalized one, but the haves and the have-nots and how that all works. I think that stuff is all tied together, frankly. And if we spend too much time talking about it, we'll get a headache. So let's do something. I think it's worth note, however, worth consideration, worth thinking about what it is that if you feel like you have to worship. I've been doing a lot of work on that actually lately, thinking about what it is or who it is or why it is that we feel like we have to worship. That's maybe why I'm talking about it as much as I am here. What is there about our own situation? We have to put something, some being, some body, some anything above us. We need, because we've been taught we aren't at the top, most of us. No, we aren't good enough. That's another way of putting it. All right, so now that you've got that food for thought here, I'll give you something else to think about. In the practical world of living human beings, some of us eat too much. Each one of us has our moments, for sure. And then if you let your sugar cravings get the best of you, or if your wife or husband's a really good cook, or you like to eat out, whatever it is, you've gained the weight, now you want to lose it. And you want to lose it the right way, the healthy way. And so there's no better way, as I am here to tell you, than using the services presented by Calitrin. Family company, 30 years in business, promoting healthy lifestyles, healthy choices. Weight loss can be something that doesn't pain you. Natural. It's all now. The main component of Calitrin is collagen, the protein that builds lean muscle mass, pushes out the fat. So the fact that 30% of the protein in your body is collagen, and you start making it in your 30s, supplementing it helps to restart your body's own making of collagen. Thus, when you do some exercising, you work around, you push that fat out, use it to make the muscle, lose the weight, voila, you're there. And then you need to stay on it to keep the weight where you want it. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website. Can't get it anywhere else. Use the code DJV. Get 10% off what you buy from Calitrin. Lose the weight the healthy way. Toploss.com. Get the 10% off deal using the code DJV.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I didn't even look at the list of people performing at Stagecoach. And when I heard that voice, I knew it was Luke Bryan. I must be becoming a country fan. Woo! Luke Bryan actually does the music. We have him and his farm music as our intro to the American Family Farmer Show, which you can download at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the podcast of things going on, the local war movement, focus on the farm, etc., etc. Meanwhile, while Luke Bryan very popular with the country community, and therefore he is in the lineup at Stagecoach, one of the biggest country music festivals in North America, announcing its lineup for next year. It'll be at the Empire Polo Club, once again in Indio, California, right outside of Palm Springs as you're heading south on the 10. That's where the scene...
I just always laugh. I'm with Kara, because I just always laugh whenever you and Jen talk about California.
Right.
It always involves a road and directions and how to avoid traffic. And it just makes me think of the SNL skit called The Californians, and all they do is talk about... It's a very funny drama. It's like a family, and all they do is talk about directions and roads and stuff.
Really?
It's very California.
I'll have to look for that.
And you prove it.
I do. We all talk about that. Yeah, we're there. Because it occupies so much time and focus and attention. Well, how do you get there from here? And how long is it going to take? And all that stuff. That's just California living. Especially southern, well, the coastal California. So inland California
is also
not so bad.
Yeah, this is also the same place where Coachella happens. It's the same, the
right,
Empire
and
Polo
this is
Club
where. Right, and this is where the, wasn't there one of the songs from the Star is Born shot at Stagecoach?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it might have been Bradley Cooper's songs, yeah.
Yeah, right, I think you're right about that. All right, so anyway, Luke Bryan headlines this year. Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, has three nights of this. Both Bryan and Aldean have headlined the festival in the past. Bryan 2016, Aldean 2012. Both performed in 2014. The event next year will be Hunt's first year headlining the festival. As always, the festival features a lot of up-and-coming country acts that some people think are poised for being a headliner in the future. Cole Swindell performing, Kane Brown, who just took home three American Music Awards, performing last Friday. Emerging.
No, he'll be
stars.
On the Friday of the,
oh, the Friday
of the
three-day
weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Luke Combs and Cam. I don't know. We should have Jennifer here to give us a roadmap.
Yeah, I know.
Maps with these people.
Cam is a female singer, which the name is a little ambiguous, but I think that she actually opened for Harry Styles on one of his tour dates last year, which is why I know her. But
yeah, okay.
She's pretty good.
So one of the, there's always a surprise or two every year, and this year, Tom Jones. Yes, that Tom Jones, the singer, been around right there. There he is. Been around for...
That's a weird addition.
It is. Yeah, he's on Sunday night. This year's Stagecoach is also highlighting a number of rising women in country music about time. Lauren Elena, Jesse James Decker. So if you want tickets, they are on sale this Friday at 11 Pacific time. 3-day general admission is $349. Is that bad for a weekend of this
sort of
thing?
No, to see all those acts, that's not bad at all.
No, not bad. All right, I'd go to see Tom Jones, man. They used to call him Tommy Tight Pants. He used to stick a sock in his pants before he'd go on stage.
Sounds like a good reason for me to not go.
I know, right?
I imagine trying to get away with that these days.
Convince me not to go.
Yeah. All right, Christmas Jam returning to Asheville, North Carolina, 30th anniversary. This year's event held over two nights, December 7th and 8th, benefiting the Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. Appearing on December 7th will be Dark Side of the Mule, Grace Potter, Jamie Johnson, Marco Benvenuto, and Mike Gordon. December 8th sets coming from Dave Grohl and his friends, Eric Church, Government Mule, Jim James, and Joe Bonamassa. Is that right?
Bonamassa.
Bonamassa.
Yeah.
Him too. Special guests both nights. Warren Haynes' annual Christmas Jam is the Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity's largest annual contributor. 41 houses have been built with proceeds from the Christmas Jam, totaling $2.3 million. Event proceeds also go toward buying land for building Habitat for Humanity neighborhoods. So that's a cool thing. And we got to do more of that around the country at Christmas time. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Yes But game is a fascinating psychological game that people play with each other when, well, essentially everything the person says before the but is a bunch of BS. Yes, I agree with you, but now I'm going to tell you what I really think. Be mindful of the Yes But game. Be mindful of it when others are playing it with you, and be mindful of it when you are playing it with others, or even yourself. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. So making all the excuses in the world can't take away from the fact that what people observe in you, they actually see. Yes, I think it's a good idea to not judge people, but the people I judge are very deserving of my judgment. No way. Be mindful of the yes but game, because if you play it, you're merely stating your hypocrisy for all to hear. For more awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat says he's met with Saudi Arabia's leaders and finds them committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, after meeting with those Saudi leaders, that they strongly denied knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive over 2 weeks ago. President Trump says late yesterday,
if they knew about it, that would be bad. If they didn't know about it, bad things can happen.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Lights are back on for thousands of people in Northern California whose power was intentionally cut to prevent wildfires. They shut the power down to 60,000 homes in Northern California counties because of high winds Monday.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change.
So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We don't necessarily aim for agreement here, but it's nice when we all have it on the DJV get-together. Well, Jennifer's not here this week, but Victoria Keelan is here holding the fort with Kara Schillen and me. I'm Doug Steffen. Good day to all of you. Wednesday, the 17th of October, here to energize your life with information, stories, things that are going on. How many people have been concerned? I saw this locally, and then I started nosing around last night as to what was going on. 62 confirmed reports of some kind of illness. They call it AFM at the Centers for Disease Control, an illness which kind of is like polio. Really, yesterday we were talking about polio and vaccines and stuff and how it's been eradicated. Well, this thing is back again. 38 cases, 16 states, including here in Massachusetts. The numbers are similar to a couple of years ago. 386 cases have been confirmed last couple of years. 127 patients are still being investigated, examined, if you will. Average age of those who get it, 4. 90% of those who have it are under the age of 18. 6 children have been hospitalized in Minnesota after coming down with this. 1 was hospitalized yesterday here in Massachusetts. It's a rare thing, to be sure, but the similarities to polio are concerning, says Dr. Todd Ellerin, director of the Infectious Disease Group at the South Shore Medical Hospital here in Weymouth, Massachusetts. And now they're corresponding and talking to each other. Doctors are. The spinal cord is what's affected, causes partial, if not complete, paralysis. Jeez. Mostly affects people caused by toxins in one's environment, so they think. Although there may be a genetic component to it. West Nile virus, that kind of thing. You get it, and it gets worse and worse and worse. So, look at some
That's
of this
scary.
Stuff.
I wonder, are they working on a vaccine for it, or at this point is it just not big enough?
They don't have an answer for that, actually, Victoria. That's a great question, it would seem. What it does, the first symptoms are you feel weakness in your arms and legs, and then you lose muscle tone, your reflexes get slower, and then also, it's as with polio, your respiratory system stops. You have to have what they used to call an iron lung. You got to have artificial help in breathing. And at that point, you're pretty much done. You can't move your arms. It gets to the point. It starts, and you feel weak in your arms and your legs, and then you can't move them.
Have any of these kids died yet?
I don't see that. But what kind of a life do you have under the circumstances if you have this? The people here in this local hospital said in the article that I read last night, people can protect themselves from contracting this by using the same methodology you use to prevent the flu. In my world, that's having a strong immune system. In some people's world, it's getting a flu shot. But remember, the flu shot sometimes, depending on your chemical makeup, can cause you to get sick. And so, you know, it's very hard to know what to do. I remember in my younger days, 1 year, my father got a flu shot, and he almost died. He got so sick, whatever he was given. And so maybe that's what has created in my mind my attitude toward flu shots. I've never had one. I never will get one. I don't like him. I don't like anything to do with actually sticking a needle in my arm unless it's a tetanus shot or something that is intelligent, or in this case, thinking about the polio vaccines that we still get.
Do we still get that? Is that still a vaccine that
compendium.
Kids get now?
Yeah, I think there's there's something that's a general, generic a mix of four different vaccines that you get when you are, and I'm not an expert, I should ask my daughter. We had a long conversation about this, vaccines that you need to have versus vaccines you might want to have. The problem is mercury and now aluminum have been used in some of these vaccines to make them last longer. So the hoopla about the mercury, and the mercury has been taken out of most of them, but they're now using aluminum, which is just as bad. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's, but it keeps the whatever is in the vaccine, it keeps it active for a longer period of time, so you can make more, store it on the shelf, whatever it is. I don't know, but I know that it's a problem. In my mind, it equals problem. And so anyway, these people who have this, it's not one of those things where I think, you know, the headlines that, disease comes to Massachusetts now. But it's something to be aware of, something to think about, something in your life as you keep yourself healthy. Think about your health. Think about your immune system. Think about how you need to keep it strong by eating the right things and perhaps supplementing to keep that system that is in your body that protects you from getting ill. It's weakest in young children and in older people. And that's where all of this, in this case, young children who are 3-4 years old may not have their immune system enhanced. They become targets for this stuff. And then you start to think about some of the other things. We were talking about Stephen Hawking in the last half hour. Some of the great minds that have been able to figure out ways to protect us as human beings from various horrible scourges. And then, you know, you think about disease and what lives on the planet. Back to Hawking's and is there a God? These beings, these bacteria, these viruses that some people theorize, and I think Hawking's was one at one time in his career, 40 years or so ago. I remember reading something that he said about humans killing themselves off in the next few centuries, and the bacteria and viruses taking over the planet. That's what will live on the planet for a while. I can't imagine. Well, yeah, I mean, look at all of the things that have happened on this planet in the billions of years that it's existed. What's lived here? What's been able to survive here? And then when it doesn't survive, what comes along next? It's really pretty fascinating when you get right down to it. But there's a lot of scrub-a-dubba around, including this sort of thing. So not to be scared, but just keep your eye on it and make sure your immune system, the people in the family and people you love, make sure that they have just the best possible food and the best way of keeping their immune system as strong as possible. All right? Simple, easy, and pretty awesome when you get right down to it. Speaking of awesome, today, if you're a golfer, you'll be celebrating. I don't know why they do this in October, because golf time is, I guess depending on where you are, waning. They're often associated with getting a freebie. Today is National Mulligan Day. A freebie, a pass, if you haven't gotten a good golf shot. National Mulligan Day applies to any undertaking in which you would care to do over. You'd like to do it. I'd like to do that again, right? We've all had those experiences. We could do that over again. David Mulligan confirmed his reputation back in 1985. A fellow who was a journalist named Don McIntosh interviewed Mr. Mulligan for a column. Around the Sports Circuit was the column. David confirmed stories about his additional shots that he took when he was playing golf. If you go all the way back to the 40s, the Golf Association claims the term first achieved widespread use, however. Mulligan, in the 30s, as far as history and theory is concerned, golf historians gave credit to John Buddy Mulligan, a locker room attendant at Essex Fells Country Club in New Jersey, for the word. That's one thing.
My dad's played that club. That's so funny.
Has he?
Yeah.
Essex Fells. All right, theory number two, going back to the 1920s, David Bernard Mulligan, a Canadian golfer, one-time manager of the Waldorf Astoria in New York, would often ask for a second shot off the tee. He says he coined, or some say he coined the term mulligan. But if you go all the way back to 1793, who thought golf went back that far? Another version of the truth about the origin of the term mulligan states that it comes from Thomas Mulligan, a minor Anglo-Irish aristocrat and very passionate golfer. People like that are known to cheat, I guess. Anyway, so if you're a mulligan person, happy Mulligan Day. You know, none of us play golf. Well, I think all of us think it's my father.
No, my dad is super into it.
Is he?
And my mom is into watching it on TV, even though she doesn't play.
Boy, what does she just want to take a nap? That's a great
I don't know.
Watch a golf.
They're into it.
Match.
I don't get it.
There's a golf channel, for God's sakes. Can
that's what they watch.
The Golf Channel.
Yes.
All right, speaking of the channel, the Golf Channel, what do we have television-wise? Let's see, last night, I'm just trying to think.
Well, I think it's worth noting, are you going to say you watched NCIS?
No, I did not. I didn't get back in time. I watched FBI. But I did not watch the Connors. How was it? Anybody watch it?
I did watch it. And, you know, it's interesting. I thought that they did a really good job of dealing with such an awkward thing. And there are multiple moments during the episode where the family is grieving the loss of Roseanne. And they look like very real tears. It looked like it was a very emotional thing for the cast to shoot.
Yeah.
Parts of it were still really funny. For me, I was never a fan of the Roseanne show the first time around.
I don't think she's funny. I never thought she was funny.
Me neither. But the few times that I did see the show, I always loved Dan Connor, John Goodman's character, and I always liked Goodman's Darlene. And I always liked the sister Jackie, played by Laurie Metcalf. And those three are really the stars of the Connors. So I think that I'm definitely going to keep watching.
Has it got a chance? Do you think it? And is
I think it, I think if people still tune in, I think it has a real chance. Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
The other thing worth prediction, but good. Yeah, I know. I didn't think I would be saying that. But the other thing that's worth noting, Nathan Fillion's new show, The Rookie, is still trending on Twitter this morning.
I watched the last few minutes of that. I had forgotten it was on. I was watching something else, and we watched it, and it was there are a lot of well-known actors, and you'll see a lot of familiar faces from other episodic TV shows.
Yeah.
The guy who played the FBI director who got killed in the president, Southern Kiefer's, what is it? Designated survivor, yeah. He was there. Now he's the police sergeant. Anyway, go ahead. What are, what are people saying about it?
People on social media apparently loved it, and yeah. Nathan Fillion did a live tweeting along with the episode, and so I think that that's been very much hyped, and I think that that is off to a really good start.
Good.
So it looks like it's a really fun show.
The premise, for those of you who don't know, he's a 40-something guy who becomes a rookie on the police force, and the getting into his head, why did he want to do it, and is he a good cop or not? But there are a lot of familiar people, faces, men and women, who've been in other cop shows. You'll recognize a lot of them. Anyway, but yeah. That's nice. That's good here.
Yeah. So two big successes for their premieres, I think.
Yeah.
For tonight, tonight we've been talking about, for a while now, we announced that CMT Artists of the Year for 2018 was going to be the first time they featured all female country acts, and that is tonight on TV Land at 8 p.m. It'll also be on CMT, and the special dedicated, the whole thing is dedicated to women of country music, featuring Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, and a ton more. So if you're into country music, that is definitely something you want to check out tonight. On NBC, Chicago Med is brand new at 8 p.m. There's a brand new Empire on Fox at 8 p.m. That show is back. That's episode 4 now of this new season. If you're into baseball, the MLB postseason pregame starts at 8 p.m. on TBS. And, of course, that will kick off a whole night of baseball that lasts forever. And if you're into Riverdale, that is brand new tonight on the CW. That's episode 2 of season 3. That's back. And a new episode of The Goldbergs, An American Housewife, and also Chicago Fire, and then the whole Chicago, you know, trilogy that happens on Wednesday nights. And also, if you're into, and this might be something, Doug, that you would like, if you're into New England and how beautiful the fall is in New England, PBS has a special tonight called Autumn Watch New England. Mm-hmm. And it celebrates the natural phenomenon of the American fall. Will be highlighting how beautiful New England is in the fall, foliage, bird watching, all that good stuff if you're into nature.
North of here, it started a week 10 days ago. It's just now here where I am beginning to ramp up. It'll be another week, maybe 10 days before it gets to peak. And it's a little later this year because of all the rain. The more water the trees have, the less likely they are to. If it's dry, they turn colors earlier. If it's wet, they don't turn colors until after the first frost. And we have yet to have a frost here, although we probably will have one later this week, it looks like. But the colors then will turn. And it's another one of those things, you know, we keep talking about nature, Mother Nature, God, whatever the force is. And there are so many things that bring us around to thinking about beauty, or if you want to take the opportunity to think about the beauty of the earth, the beauty of Mother Nature, the beauty in this circumstance of, I don't like it because it represents, in my mind, sort of death and cold and the end of the season and blah, blah, blah. But it really, the other side of it is that it is a fabulous display. It's like a bunch of rainbows that you see. You know, like seeing a rainbow on your birthday. It's God saying happy birthday to you. Kind of neat. 10 before the hour. It's the DJV program.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Technology, shall we? Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Starting off your day, are you with us? Thank you very much. If the first person you hear is me and or Victoria, then it's likely we have I've given way to Victoria here because she's the expert when it comes to technology trends. Let's get started with Amazon making some news. What are they doing to offset their carbon footprint? This looks kind of interesting.
Yeah. This has been an announcement that's been a long time coming from a lot of people who have complained that Amazon uses way too much packaging. And so they've announced two new initiatives that are aimed at reducing their environmental impact. The first is a $10 million investment in the Closed Loop Fund, which is an effort to pool corporate resources to help the U.S. improve its municipal recycling programs, which is good. The other is a solar energy project in the U.K. that will see Amazon install 20 megawatts worth of solar panels to help power the fulfillment centers that are across the UK. Amazon also signed a deal saying it will purchase enough green energy certificates to ensure that 100% of all the buildings in the UK that they use are offset by renewable sources like solar and wind. And Amazon, it needs to focus on recycling, like I said. A lot of people have complained. I've complained numerous times to them about their excessive packaging. When you buy one little thing and it comes in a big box that's wrapped in all kinds of other stuff, if you don't have access to recycling, then all that ends up in a landfill. And Amazon actually did some research into what their customers have been complaining about, and they found that nearly half of all Americans, this is shocking to me, nearly half of all Americans do not have access to curbside recycling pickup, which means... Wow. That all the stuff that they order from Amazon, which we know everybody orders something online, all of that material ends up in a landfill because they don't have access to a recycling center or they don't have a farm to burn things, or they don't have they don't have access to any type of a local reclamation center. So now Amazon is trying to make more of an effort, which is great. However, the bad news is they are so far behind already. Apple, Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, the other they call them the Big Five, and so the other four of the Big Five over the course of the last decade have all been working to 100% renewable commitment, which basically means that Apple and Google have already achieved their goal, and Facebook pledges it will be 100% renewable by 2020. And Microsoft, which is not something we often talk about, Microsoft has been carbon neutral for years.
Yeah,
that is really impressive. That's impressive. And other big tech companies like Samsung and Sony are now trying to follow in the green energy works and renewable commitments. But Amazon is the biggest offender. They're their biggest customer is North America, and if you just look around, you see how many cardboard boxes are everywhere.
Yep.
So I hope that that these efforts do make a dent.
So
that something has to be done.
And here's another way of looking at it, as far as brick and mortar stores are concerned. When you go to a store, you buy something off the shelf. You don't have that. You don't have that cardboard. You're not making another problem. Maybe you're driving there and that burns some fossil fuel. But there's a little bit of a negative positive.
I think if you live in a place like where we are in our apartment complex, they have all kinds of recycling programs and everything. It's really well done. But if you live in a place where you don't have access to that, then I think you make a great argument. Maybe consider brick and mortar stores as opposed to ordering online for everything.
And by the way, when you talk about recycling, they take the cardboard and they actually make cardboard again. They just rip it up and it just becomes cardboard again.
Right.
So Boston Dynamics has released a new video showcasing their human-like robot. The name of the robot is Atlas.
The Geek Out. Boston Dynamics continues to pump out videos of their robots that either fascinate or freak you out. The latest features a newest version of their bipedal robot performing, entry-level parkour moves. The video shows the robot running over a small obstacle, then scaling a series of three boxes situated laterally, one taller than the one before it, and the robot makes the maneuvers with ease. Boston Dynamics continues to push towards a line of products that some company or government's going to buy to do something with, who knows what, but in the meantime, the videos they produce are enough to entertain and or work. Now, we've posted the latest video of this robot for you to check out on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.